With George Gabby Hayes, Marvin Miller, Dewey Alamo Markham, Foy Willing, and the writers of The Purple Sage, Dick Joan and his orchestra, and starring the Andrews sisters.
It's a big surprise to hear when he says, and all the couples sit behind the ring. From miles around, you hear them sing.
Roll it out, roll it out, roll out the barrel.
Some cattle rustlers have rustled up with all our cows. And right now, the MK to the Bow Ranch is without a cow.
Well, gee, Pat, we can't run a ranch without a herd of cattle. Is anyone trying to round up the rustlers?
Well, one of our friends volunteered, and he's coming up here today.
Well, you've got to have a big, strong man to catch cattle rustlers.
By the way, who's coming?
Frank Sinatra. I repeat, you need a big, strong man to catch cattle rustlers.
Imagine Frank Sinatra volunteering for a dangerous job like this.
Yes, and I'll bet he'll sure be glad to meet Laverne. She's the president of the Western Division, Swoon Chapter Number 8 of the We Die for Frankie Club. Aren't you, Laverne?
Yes. Would you like to hear our club song?
Listen, with all our cattle disappearing, we certainly don't want to listen to a song now.
Thank you. Listen. We love Frankie on the square. Just adore his mussed-up hair. When he sings those lovely tones, we forget his skin and bone.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, not the fans. I can't understand some of those girls. You know, there was one silly little thing who disguised herself as a baby and laid on Frankie's doorstep with a note pinned on her that said, "Please adopt me."
Why, that's ridiculous. He didn't adopt her, did he?
Oh, no, but I'm going to keep trying until he does.
What did I hear about some perspicuity woman coming up here to chase cattle rustlers with me around?
You mean crooner, don't you, Gabby?
Yeah.
But don't talk that way about our guest. He comes from fine stock.
Yeah.
He's a blue blood.
If he stood sideways, he'd look like a blue blade.
Say such things. Frankie is really a man of fine physique. He's a good boxer and an all-around athlete.
And besides, he looks puny.
Gabby, now run down to the cook shack and see that Alamo has plenty to eat for him.
Why waste food on him now? You got her on your fur not eating.
Remember March. Oh, remember March.
You mean I remember April?
No, I remember March. I just paid my income tax.
Where you get them crazy ideas?
Down at my clubhouse. The Sunday night freighting up in Fly Ride Eagle. We had a blowout last night, and all them pretty gals so bothered me.
What's the matter? They all want to dance with you?
Mm-mm. Now, that's what bothered me. And Mr. Gabby, something else bothered me, too.
What is it?
A man's dice don't have to be loaded to throw 27 straight licks on the dice, do they?
Why, no.
That's what I told the doctor when he was trying to patch me up.
Well, Miss Patty wants to find out what you're going to serve our guest, Frankie Sinatra, tonight.
String beans.
No, don't give him any string beans. You make Frankie self-conscious.
Ain't the main course. seeing as the day going to be Sunday, we're also having fish.
Well, fish supposed to be cooked on Friday.
And don't worry, it was.
Yeah. Why, you ornery pan pusher, serving us food like that?
Hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, you got here just in time. I was fixing to separate Alamo from the kitchen.
Love that man.
I want you two fellas to be nice and quiet because Patty's going to sing one of the biggest song hits of the day. Aren't you, Pat?
I sure is. Ever, Lana, won't you ever take the time to bed me? Ever, Lana, won't you bother by the bobolink too?
Singing, Patty.
Gee, is that all you have to say, Mars?
Well, no. You know, it seems like long ago, but about this time of year, you used to start getting out the road maps to see where you take the family for your spring and summer touring trip. Since then, the war has changed our way of living and many of our ideas. And one of them is your idea of what a car is for today. Your family car has become a vital part of the war effort, something to be used carefully and sparingly for necessary driving only. And you know, too, that there'll be no new cars until our war jobs are done. For Nash and all automobile makers are now producing 100% for war. And so you've put away the roadmaps for the duration. You're concentrating on saving gas, conserving tires, preventing wear and tear on your precious car. But like all of us, you're looking forward to the time when you can step into your dealer's showroom and see a great new automobile. And we promise you that when that day comes, you will see a greater, a finer, more advanced Nash car than you have ever seen before.
Listen, somebody riding the leather off of this horse. He's Patty. Maybe it's one of the wrestlers.
Whoa, nice like this.
Frankie, what do you say?
I'm wild and woolly and full of fleas, and I ain't been curried below the knees.
Oh. Yeah, you're pale and weak as I've ever seen. You got lots of color, but who likes green?
Watch your lip there, stranger. You happen to be talking to the sheriff of this here county.
Oh, Frankie, are you really a sheriff?
You're dad blam rootin' tootin' hootin' shootin' on the sheriff. I just stepped down at the county seat and had myself deputized.
You look more like you've been homogenized.
Gabby, quiet down. Don't pay any attention, Frankie. He's our ranch foreman, Gabby Hayes.
Hey, Frankie.
Hiya, Cranky.
Frankie, you know Maxine, of course, and this is our other sister, Laverne. She's one of your most ardent fans. Say, Laverne, say something to Frankie.
Tell me, are you really being classy, son?
Yeah.
How can you say that after you voted Frankie the best actor, the best dancer, the best comedian, the best orchestra leader of the year?
What about my singing, ma'am?
Oh, do you sing, too?
I didn't know I was this far out west, but let me at these rustlers. I'm ready for action. You see this sheriff's badge on my chest?
Where is it?
My badge?
No, your chest. Anyway, why are you there, the sheriff? I got the background for it.
What did you ever do, partner?
Why, I used to be a bombardier and zoom down on the enemy from a height of 10,000 feet, going 500 miles an hour. That's when I was with Teddy Roosevelt's Rough Riders.
Rough Riders? Oh, you kidding? They didn't even have planes in those days.
I know. That's what made it so rough.
You ain't scaring me none, partner. I'm twice as tough as you'll ever be. Why, I was born tough. When I was in kindergarten, I could lick any kid my age.
Did you have many fights?
Nope. All the kids my age were in high school, hey.
Well, thank you. I never knew you were so brave, hey.
There's only one thing that I'm afraid of in this whole world. Only one thing, hey.
Oh, what's that, hey?
Yeah, girls, hey.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, but you hustle a little muscle out of here, will you?
Oh, you always get rid of me every time you get ready to sing.
Yeah, every time.
Every time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every time. Every time I fall in love. Taking a chance on losing my mind. I'm gonna learn to be a hermit and live in a hermit's cave until I lose those clues my sweetie gave to me. I'm gonna burn my bridge behind me. I'm gonna hate all you men. You can look, but you'll never find me behind the eight ball again.
What's the big idea of bringing us down here to the barnyards? What kind of a sheriff are you, anyhow?
Well, all famous detectives return to the scene and reenact the crime.
Gee, this is exciting, Frankie. What do we do now?
Well, we'll do just what the rustlers did. We've got 100 cattle in this corral, see? So open up the gate and we'll see what happens.
Gee, that's a good idea. Hey, Gabby, swing the gate open. Frank, look, all the cows are just staying over the ridge.
I lose more cows that way.
But, Frank, this isn't helping us recover our cows.
Now, don't get excited now, girls. All we've got to do now is to look for fingerprints.
I don't think it will work.
Why not?
Cows don't have fingers. Mm-hmm. Come on, Laverne. Come on, kids. Maybe we'll find some clues on the other side of this fence.
Pretty high fence, gals. You want me to give you a boost?
What are you kids waiting for? I'm already over here.
Yeah, but you crawl through a knot hole.
No respect for the sheriff, will you please?
Yeah, you may call yourself a sheriff. As far as I'm concerned, you ain't nothing but a swooner that calls himself Frank Sinatra.
Shh, please, Gabby, not so loud. You know who I am, and I know who I am. But don't let it get around. My wife might hear.
What difference that makes?
She thinks I'm Perry Como.
Whoever you are, you ain't no sheriff.
Well, you wouldn't be talking like that if you knowed how I could handle a six-shooter, partner.
Huh. You gotta show me. You see that mosquito there on the other side of the corral?
Yeah.
Well, let's see you shoot him in the eye.
Which eye?
Why, you young whippersnapper. I'll fill you so full of lead, the government will want to melt you down.
Why, you ornery maverick. I'll bust you between the horns and knock your jaw back so far you could scratch the back of your neck with your teeth.
And no other crooner can make that statement.
Well, you coyotes can waste the day around here if you want to. But I'm going to get out of here and track down them rustlers my own way.
Well, good luck, Gab. And while you're gone, the riders of the Purple Sage will be singing about There's a Rainbow Over the Rain. Gab can track down the rustlers?
Why, that old coyote isn't half as tough as he thinks he is.
I'm tougher than he'll ever be.
Are you really that rugged, Frank?
Yeah. What would you say if I walked up to you and stuck a gun in your ribs?
Oh, you wouldn't shoot a sweet little girl like me that's just crazy about a big, strong, handsome, sixty, whoopsie, covered, bunny, green man like you. Now, would you?
Take the gun, ma'am, and tell him I died happy.
Hey, kid, here comes Gabby, and he looks awfully happy about something.
Well, what's up, Gabby?
What's up? I just solved the mystery of them missing cattle, that's all. And right under Sinatra's nose.
Why didn't we think of that?
That's pretty tall talk in there, Bushface. Just what proof have you got, though?
All the proof you need. I need even know where them cattle are. The rancher next door lured them over to his ranch, and now they don't even want to come home.
Well, how'd he get him there in the first place?
Well, I don't think you're going to like the method he used, Sinatra.
What was it?
He played Crosby records.
What a sneaky way to plug Don't Fence Me In.
He never really puts us in a spot. What are we going to do?
There's only one thing to do. You've been doing a lot of talking around here, Sinatra. Now you got to prove yourself.
Are you hinting that I got to sing to see if my voice will lure the cattle back to your ranch?
That's it. You got to keep singing till the cows come home.
What would you like me to sing? The Jersey Bounce?
Yeah! No, no. Why don't you sing, I Ain't Got No Body? You're the only one that can sing it and mean it.
I got a better idea. How about I didn't know about you? I ran around with my own little crowd. The usual laugh, not often but loud. And in a world that I knew, I didn't know about you. Chasing after the ring on the merry-go-round, just taking my fun where it could be found. And yet what else could I do? I didn't know about you. Darling, now I know I have the lonely. kidded about. How could I know about love? I didn't know about you.
Frank will get our cat back for us after that singing.
Oh, God. I don't know, Pat. I guess I was thinking of something else. You know, today, patriotic Americans are rewriting the etiquette book. Where it used to be considered fashionable to leave a little food on your plate, today it's smart to take only the amount you will eat. For never before has the conservation of all our food supplies been so important. To you, the thrifty housewives of America, goes most of the credit for the success of our national food-saving campaign. And Kelvinator, along with all other makers of commercial refrigeration and dependable home refrigerators and electric ranges, is proud of the way our products have been able to help you. And until we can make new appliances again, you can count on your Kelvinator dealer to do all he can to see that your electric range and refrigerator are kept in good working order. And when our war jobs are completed, you can count on Kelvinator to bring you a new and finer Kelvinator refrigerator, a better Kelvinator electric range, a new type of Kelvinator home freezer, to make your dream kitchen come true.
Well, Mr. Wise Guy, none of the cattle come back. How do you know any of them heard you?
Hey, I think there's one out there now. Listen.
Moo.
Mm-hmm. See, I guess she'd know that Frankie was singing to her. Listen, I'll give a few more bars.
All or nothing at all. Moo, 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 moo.
It's that man again. Bing's put on a little weight, hasn't he?
Say, Frankie, why don't you put the old zip in it like you were singing for your thing?
That's right. There ain't but one cow home. There's 129 others to reckon with.
Okay, I'll give it one more try.
All or nothing at all.
There you are, Fuzz Ridge. Every one of your cars are home. What do you say to that?
Yeah, but the old ranch will never be the same again.
Why not?
Every dad-blamed one of them cows is wearing Bobby Sox.
Well, I better keep singing. And this time, we'll join you. If we may.
Empty saddles in the old crowd. Where do you ride tonight? Are you rounding up the doggies in the straight? Long ago, are you on the trail of buffalo? Empty saddles.
Empty saddles in the old. Message from our government.
As the temple of war increases, the need for more army nurses becomes more acute. Recently, 11 hospital units had to be shipped overseas without their usual complement of army nurses. Yet in the United States today, there are 58,000 eligible practicing or retired registered nurses. That means more than enough nurses to maintain the high standards of hospitalization our army has provided for our sick and wounded soldiers, if these nurses will enlist in the Army Nurse Corps immediately. Please apply at your local Red Cross chapter or the Army hospital nearest you. And do it today.
Well, Pat, Max Laverne, it's sure been swell visiting here in the old H of the Bar Ranch. Tell me, who's going to drop in next week?
Well, thank you. We have a reservation from one of the grandest ladies in Hollywood. Wally Beery's sidekick in many a movie, Miss Marjorie Maine.
Yes, and I'll steal her right away from that handsome critter.
Marjorie Maine and Gabby Hayes. That I gotta see.
Well, listen next Sunday, Frank. See y'all next week.
Good night,
Sue. We'll be with you next Sunday afternoon.
From Hollywood by Nash Kelvinator, peacetime manufacturer of Nash Motor Cars, Kelvinator and Leonard Home Appliance. Now devoted 100% to production for war. The Andrew Sisters Show with Frank Sinatra will be transmitted to our troops overseas by shortwave and through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Frank Sinatra, sponsored by Max Factor, may be heard on his own show every Wednesday night. Gabby Hayes is under contract to Republic Pictures. This is Marvin Miller speaking.
This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.